This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A record number of abortions were provided in Colorado in 2023, fueled by a record number of patients crossing state lines. Here's CPR's John Daly.
About 4,200 patients came here from out of state last year for the procedure, nearly 30% of the state total, according to state health department data. That out-of-state figure doubled from 2021. Here's Dr. Nancy Fong of the Comprehensive Women's Health Clinic.
Our patients continue to be traveling mostly from Texas, but also from other restricted abortion states.
Nearly 3,000 patients came from Texas. That number was 10 times more than 4 years ago. A Supreme Court ruling ended the constitutional right to an abortion in 2022. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And there's more on abortion in Colorado in just a few minutes this morning. Democrats in the state legislature are moving to give the Colorado Bureau of Investigation more power to pursue gun law violations. The CBI would be tasked with looking into things like gun stores that sell banned components, such as high-capacity magazines, and investigating people who try to buy guns and fail the background check. Gun rights advocate Alicia Garcia argued the bill will do little to stop people with bad intentions from getting guns.
And they're not obtaining these firearms via gun shops. They're obtaining them through cartels, gangs, car break-ins, etc.
Backers of the proposed law say it's necessary because local law enforcement isn't doing enough to investigate violations of Colorado gun laws. In Congress, the House of Representatives has passed a bill to expedite the sale of federal land to Mesa County. Representative Lauren Boebert's bill supports the sale of 31 acres of property maintained by the Bureau of Land Management in Clifton. She says the sale has been stuck in red tape for more than 5 years.
This land holds immense value for Mesa County as it presents a critical opportunity for economic development in Clifton, an area of the county that has struggled economically.
That bill now heads to the Senate. This is CPR News.